Let me tell you a traumatizing story from my past, like I too often do. I remember sitting in 11th grade AP history class, and this was like well into the spring, so towards the end of the year, thick of activities, and Rajan, I think we were doing musical at that time, and so all the stars were aligning to make life miserable. I was tired. I was real tired, and of course, AP U.S. history, the way it's presented in American educational system, is not the most enthralling history class of all time, or, you know, any history class in the American educational system is a bit of a bore, unfortunately, even though the material, so it is fascinating. But I was just sleepy. It was a really hard time, and I have a vivid memory of this woman who taught the class. I won't say her name to protect her. But did you guys have this woman in AP?
Yes, I think we all did.
Okay. She was very strict, loved her to death, but very strict woman, did not appreciate any remotely rude behavior in her class. This was very serious. We're talking about American history here. And so one day, I just let out a big yawn. I was so tired. I was like, oh! And I couldn't hold it in. I don't know why I did it. But man, I just got torn to bits. I got chewed out. She's like, this is the rudest thing anyone could ever do. You are disrespecting me. You know, it wasn't that audible. It sounds more audible because I did it straight into a microphone. But, you know, I just have mouth agape and couldn't hold in. I was so sleepy. And, yeah, it was like I had dropped a nuke on the class. I just disrupted everything. I destroyed it. And she thought it was the rudest thing ever. And you know what? I don't think it's actually rude to yawn. It is something that happens to people, especially when they're working hard. And but it's seen by a lot of people as a very rude thing. And I now think about it all the time when I end up yawning in a public space. But maybe I'm misguided here. Maybe she was right, and this is an incredibly rude thing to do.
Well, I think you're running into the reality that people yawn more when they are bored.
Or at least when they're not engaged.
But does anyone really yawn when they're bored? Or is this just...
I think you have to be tired to start with. But if you're tired and you're strongly engaged in something, then you're probably not going to yawn.
Well, it's tough because I don't think that... I think you can be bored and be just melting there in your seat and, like, kind of drilling into your own head out of boredom. Like, get me out of here. Get me out of here. But to be tired and not be engaged by the material enough to keep you awake doesn't seem like your fault. Maybe it is if you spent all night playing Warcraft, because I definitely never did that. And that was definitely not the reason I was sleepy. Definitely not. But... It still seems that the amount, your lack of sleep is really to cause for a yawn every time, even when boredom induces the yawn.
Well, what about if you cover your mouth when you yawn? Does that make a difference?
I don't think so, because it's so obvious that you're yawning.
Yeah, I agree. I think it doesn't really matter if you cover it or not. If they notice that you're yawning, you've yawned. That's it. Game over.
But, well, then yeah. What is the solution?
I think the solution is changing people's minds on what the connotation of a yawn is, and that it's not unacceptable to be sleepy. I think this is a cultural shift.
I mean, you're talking to someone here who yawns all the time.
Like, you're a big yawner?
I yawn all the time.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I just don't know, but
it's also contagious, and I think that annoys people. Like, once one person yawns, obviously other people start yawning.
Yeah, but I yawn all the time. I yawn in meetings. I yawn at rehearsal.
You
I yawn.
Asshole. Have you ever gotten in trouble for it?
No, I haven't.
Or like an angry look?
No, I don't think so. But I always, every time I do, I feel, oh God, I shouldn't be doing this.
Right, you feel the paranoia, or you feel...
I feel, oh my God, is anyone looking?
You're punishing yourself.
They better not have seen me yawn.
Why do you feel that way?
You seem to think that you still have agency over this. Like, you can... Do you think you can choose whether to yawn?
I think I could avoid yawning by mentally engaging myself more in whatever is going on.
So you think it's a focus issue? If there's something,
I think it's a focus issue, but absolutely there is a tiredness issue. Like if you're not tired at all, and you're just super bored and unengaged, you're not going to yawn. You're just going to kind of start tapping the desk or whatever. Like you're not, but yawning isn't going to happen. I think it has to be both. You have to be not. You have to be disengaged from the surroundings and also be tired.
But don't you feel like your yawn ends up getting you back awake a little? Like I feel that I can yawn and then I'm snapped back into reality. Like I need that yawn to kind of push me forward. That second wind comes with the inhalation of a yawn. Hmm. Like we should make it more acceptable so that people can stay in the conversation as opposed to drifting off to sleep. Because I also remember the first time I fell asleep in a public place. Do you remember? Do you have any recollection of when that's happened to you?
You remember the first time I fell asleep in a class?
Like in a class. Well, yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, usually, I imagine for most of us, it's in a class. I remember being in a lecture when I went to law camp back in, like, 10th grade. And hearing these two guys just go on and on about law terms. And for the first time in my whole life, I fell asleep. And I was mortified. Like, I just couldn't keep it together. And I think if I yawned it out, which I thought at the time, especially, it was inappropriate. If I yawned it out, I might have snapped back in.
I don't know. I don't think yawning would have helped. But as an aside, I'm sorry to go off topic here, but just all this talking about yawning, I was like, it was making me feel like I needed to yawn.
You saying this, I just naturally yawned.
You just yawned right there.
I did.
And I mean,
maybe that's why
I felt like
yawning.
I was engaged in this conversation. So maybe the engagement doesn't even preclude you from yawning.
That's interesting. So do you think that people who, I mean, I don't have a problem with people yawning, but I do have a problem with people. Like I don't want other people to start yawning because someone yawns, which I guess is unavoidable because then you start losing everybody. You're like you're hive minding it by yawning and bringing people down. I guess that's the worry.
I think that the change that we can make in people's attitudes towards yawning is we can invent some kind of signal to signify that someone is trying to hide their yawn versus not caring about the yawn.
Yeah. Wait,
but you were all about hiding the yawn.
No, I think that we should promote people hiding the yawn. It's like sneezing. It's like if you just sneeze everywhere without covering your nose.
Okay, that's totally different.
How is it different?
Because if you sneeze on like everything, then you could be getting people sick. If you yawn and people see you, like, okay, then
but then they
sick.
Start yawning. You're still spreading the germ of the yawn.
It's an audible signal that you're not that. I mean, like, if you don't hide the yawn, it's like you're spreading a message that you don't find the speaker engaging.
Yeah, it's a real punch to the gut.
Hide the yawn.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely yawn in such a fashion as to convey boredom.
Right. Oh. So I don't think it should count against you as rude if you attempt to hide your yawn. Just as it doesn't count against you if you like try to sneeze into a tissue or hold it or like into your arm or something.
Oh, I see. So you think you either need to like yawn down or yawn to the side, or do you think it needs to be bigger? Like, do we need a sign that I'm yawning, but I'm engaged?
Or it could just be a less audible yawn. Like your yawn that you just demonstrated there was a very audible yawn, a very "I'm yawning" yawn. You're letting everybody know about that. And I think that's the sort of yawn that would be, I think, would be looked down upon more. Because
but, I mean, it's a bodily function. I'm not choosing to be obnoxious.
Yeah, but you can yawn quieter.
My body yawns as loud as it wants to.
You think there's nothing you can do to cover your yawn? You don't think that if you...
I do think that's possible.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't... Okay. I still think... Like you said earlier, if you cover your yawn, we see you yawn.
But you're trying, but you're indicating socially that you want to pay attention to the speaker, and you're not like embracing and broadcasting your yawn.
I think I could do an apologetic hand motion with my covering the yawn. That could be understood as "I'm so sorry."
That works.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's what's necessary. That, like, I need to make eye contact with them. I need to throw them a little, like, "Oh, God, forgive me," wavy hand, while I kind of duck down and yawn.
I mean, you don't think that would have worked with our favorite teacher?
I don't know. I think she comes from a different era where yawning is a true offense. I mean, this seemed really horrible at the time. Obviously, it stuck with me for, like, a decade, so...
I also think that said teacher enjoyed
making me feel horrible.
singling people out in certain circumstances. I don't know. Fister, you and her fought all the time.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think that especially, I don't think she had, you were a pretty good kid in high school, Matt, so I don't think that she had many other excuses to yell at you.
Yeah. I was not a good kid. Teachers and I did not get along. My yawning may have been like a cherry on top. I had no way to defend against the ridicule I would take for yawning in a class. Because, like, yes, I did yawn. I literally cannot. There's nothing I could say. You're right. I yawned. Maybe that's it.
It sounds like from that attitude that I think you didn't, like, you embraced the yawn. I don't think you made any gesture.
No, I definitely didn't. I mean, at the time, I just wasn't conscious of how rude it could potentially be for someone, and I let it slip. But now I'm starting to think that people who really want to jump on yawns are just looking for a good excuse. Like, a yawn is a perfect thing to weaponize in some ways. If I want to point and call someone out, like if I was in a meeting, if I was leading a meeting, I might use someone's yawn as an advantage and call them out on it and make fun of them and really hurt their feelings.
Impugn their professionalism.
Right, exactly. So yawning is not like a mismanners, going against mismanners here. It's really just for use to make people feel horrible. It's not rude.
Were you in the front row of the class?
I was in the middle.
You're in the middle.
All right, so I think we have some guidelines around yawns here. That as the yawner or the yawner to be, you should try to stifle your yawn or make some obvious social gesture that you are not embracing the yawn. And then as the speaker, you should look for such a gesture to see if someone is embracing the yawn or trying to get rid of it. And I think that we should be able to criticize or judge speakers that hate on the yawn regardless of the gesture, which I think, as we've just illustrated, may be a concern.
It's a display of character. I'm glad that people yawn because I can tell a lot about them then in the way that you're kind of laying it out here. I know a person better by the way they react to their yawns.
Like whether they're trained to have a good upbringing.
Exactly. They're conscious of how it could potentially be rude. Or they're like us and overthink the hell out of things.
We'd never do that. What are you talking about?
My mistake.